Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Hello, it's Stephanie from LouisvilleFamilyFun.net, and I'm here with you on Louisville.am for the Louisville Family Fun podcast. Another week, another podcast. So here we are to talk about, well, I say we, it is just me again. I'm not lying when I say that I am lining up guests. I am shooting off emails like crazy. I'm scheduling that studio time, the Louisville.am quaint studio we have. And I'm getting people in with some expertise. But for now, you're going to have to just put up with my expertise, okay? That's just going to have to be enough for you. I have quite a bit to talk about. So it's just me, little old me, this week again. I promise for you, though, some experts on certain topics are going to come in. I've got some Louisville Family Fun writers that are going to join me, and we're going to talk about all sorts of fun stuff. Some of my favorite writers on Louisville Family Fun, although, come on, they're all my favorite. But I've got two wonderful ladies coming in next week that we're going to have do a bunch of podcasts on different topics. They're like my list ladies. Erin and Maggie are their name, and they love to make lists, and they're really good at collecting lists. So I thought that prior to them, I would coming in and talking about some of their lists and some of their favorite things, and we dive into some of those topics. I published a list this week on LouisvilleFamilyFun.net that is all about summer concerts. Now, it's post-Labor Day. What am I talking about? Thank goodness it's not post-Labor Day. That would have went too fast. It's post-Memorial Day. And so I guess it's unofficially summer. I think it's still spring, according to, I don't know, you could Google that. I don't know when the first day of summer is, and I'm not going to pretend to know. But I am pretty sure it is not officially summer yet. However, everybody treats it like it is, right? My kids are out of school, so we are, you know, in full-on I'm bored mode, because that took like 10 seconds. No, my son, you know, did give me one, this is boring today already. And I'm like, all right, seriously, dude, you've been out of school like 10 seconds. So anyway, not that a parent has to jam-pack. I mean, kids, I firmly believe, have to be able to occupy themselves for, you know, part of the day. Yes, you need to provide enrichment for them and things that are engaging and tools for that exploration or little trips here and there to keep things fresh. But by no means you need to like schedule out 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. of just crazy activities. And I sometimes think there's a lot of pressure on parents, you know, with Facebook and social networking and now Pinterest, with everyone sharing all these great things they're doing with their kids, and they feel the pressure like, oh gosh, like I should be doing that. Or on Pinterest, I mean, geez, it's like you're pinning all of these fantastic projects and crafts and all of these things. You feel like, wow, really bad if you don't do it. So I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is Louisville Family Fun, what we're going to do for you and what I'm going to talk about today is we're going to create just lists of information or compile information for you so that you can plan and you can make sure that every once in a while you have something for the kids that's really special or something for them to look forward to or something you can do together. And of course, we always go with the theme of it won't break the bank. It's going to fit within any budget. So We're rolling out a whole bunch on Louisville Family Fun of summer themed things. We've done summer reading and we've talked about that. We have also kind of lined up for everybody summer movie deals because, you know, whether it's the middle of the winter and it's super, super cold or the middle of July and it's 100 degrees, you don't necessarily want to be outside at either of those times. So movies are great in the summer for kids. And so we have a good list of summer movie deals for people, and you can get a link to that on the right side of LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. Every time we roll out one of these special summer posts, I'm going to put a little tiny logo there on the right-hand side so you can find it easily and reference it, because there are that many summer posts coming out because everybody is itching for things to do to keep kids from saying, I'm bored. So one of my favorite family-friendly things to do around Louisville is go to a good old summer concert outside. So I made sure that I made that list on Louisville Family Fun instead of, you know, one of my wonderful list lady writers. And so I published that today to keep up with giving people this great information about the Kentuckiana area. Now, let me just tell you, I think you could take your family to a summer concert, an outdoor summer concert, from Wednesday to Sunday. I really don't know that Monday and Tuesday are popular outdoor concert days, so yeah, you might have some difficulty, but let me just tell you, Wednesday through Sunday is on, people. I can't believe that there are enough musicians that are at these summer concerts. It's just unbelievable. They're everywhere. So I thought I'd highlight them and tell you kind of the things that we do, the ones that we really enjoy. And if you go to the post, which we have kind of, we'll have linked up with this podcast in the text, but also on the right-hand side of LouisvilleFamilyFun.net, you can get the little link that says summer concerts. These are always in the evening for the most part, because, you know, in the middle of the summer, it's going to be really, really hot. So nobody's going to want to go to a summer concert at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when it tends to be the hottest in Louisville. Kind of want to go at sunset, hang out, and let everybody wind down. And it's just the best time to do it, especially with a lot of them happening on the waterfront. Okay, so let me talk about these things. So the Wednesday one would be Waterfront Wednesday. And if you get the weather just right, it's on the Big Four lawn down at Waterfront Park. If, like this week, I saw pictures from Waterfront Wednesday this week, and I was like, man, I wish I was there, because it just looks so beautiful, and the temperature was just like a perfect, like 80 degrees. That's awesome. And so those are Waterfront Wednesday. They're on the Big Four lawn, like I said. It's part of WFPK, and it starts at 5 o'clock. So I think a lot of people probably get the misconception, like, oh, this is an after work type thing. But no, it's totally any summer concert that's outdoors is going to be your ultimate family friendly activity, because your kids get a little more freedom. You know, you don't have a seat for them where they're in a stadium or they're in an auditorium and it's like, sit in your seat. No, get up and dance, people, you know? So summer concerts are going to be great. So this is not because it's an outdoor after work type thing just for, you know, young and hip people after work. It can be for us, you know, used to be cool type people who have their kids and want to find something to do. I love going down the waterfront, because one of the benefits of that particular concert is that it is in Waterfront Park, and you can tie it together with walking over the Big Four Bridge or having dinner at one of the river properties down there, you know, Tumbleweed or something like that. Or you can pack a picnic because of the timing. Or you could, if it's a hot day in the middle of summer, you can spend some time at the spray ground or one of the parks down there and then kind of have your calm down time right at the summer concerts. Because I know, you know, me, I work, I maintain my business, but I'm also home with the kids. So on a Wednesday, I'm looking for something for them to do anyway. So Waterfront Wednesdays, and we have the link there, or you could also go to the Waterfront Park. It's LouisvilleWaterfront.com, and they have an events listing, so you can follow up and see which days, you know, who's playing in particular, the genre of music that's a particular evening you might enjoy more than another week, and then you can plan. Okay, so lots more things to do. There's even, you never know, there are tiny little concerts that go on places. There are big concerts. You know, the Waterfront Wednesday is going to be pretty big, but then in Jeffersonville on Fridays at 7 or 7:30, it all kind of depends on the time of the summer that it is, but they have them listed on their page. There's a little park in Jeffersonville called Water Park. And in case, I don't know if I have my New York slash Texas slash North Carolina slash Kentucky accent. Warder is not like aqua, agua. I'm talking Warder, W-A-R-D-E-R, park. They have some concerts that are basically the middle of summer. They happen at 7:30, a little later, and then they still have them in September, and they're a little earlier at 7 because, you know, it's getting dark earlier then. And it's part of the Jeffersonville Parks Department and Jeffersonville Main Street kind of association, and they put on this concert. It's right at Spring Street and Court Street, and they have a whole lineup. Again, you can go and you can see who's playing. You can see, what is this? Is it local? Is it pop music, you know, covering the top 40? Is it bluegrass? What is it? Because they've got music, everything from swing tunes, show tunes, honky tonk. I mean, anything you could like. So that's in Jeffersonville. Also, on the other side of the river, you can go to after work concerts in New Albany. And they do that kind of in the downtown area of New Albany at Spring and Pearl. And they have them all summer, 6 p.m. on Fridays. And that starts up June 7th. So that's really soon. And, you know, they're doing a lot to that downtown New Albany area. And it is the new, if you didn't know, little piece of information here. It is the New Albany Bicentennial. I hope I'm correct in that. I'm just pulling that. I'm having like a feeling that I'm not imagining that here. Maybe I should click on one of these links to make sure I'm not misinforming people. But it is the New Albany big celebration of the Bicentennial. I'm pretty sure. Yes, it's the Bicentennial. So that's another reason to head out to one of these New Albany events and kind of just celebrate that kind of history, but also that they're doing a lot to develop in downtown New Albany, and there's new restaurants there and shops, so it'd be a cool place to just go on a Friday night if you want to venture all the way to another state across the river, so far away. And another one, you know, that's the more obvious one that people, you know, there's those, I just said those little ones at the Warder Park in Jeffersonville, but then everyone knows, mostly, I think everyone knows, okay, maybe that's an assumption of mine. I mean, would I really have a website if everyone knew all of this stuff? Okay, so maybe you don't know. Maybe you don't know that there is a river stage, a floating river stage in Jeffersonville, and you can see it from, if you're walking across the Big Four Bridge, or if you're in the Waterfront Park area and you look across, you can see the floating stage that they have there in Jeffersonville, and it has a really nice hill, a very gradual hill, that where everyone can sit and watch it kind of amphitheater style. And they have concerts there too, and it's called Rolling Out the Weekends. And but they also, you know, you want to pay attention to that. And of course, like I said, we have it all linked up on LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. But they have they don't just have concerts there, they have outdoor movies as well. They also have festivals. They have one, I think, a barbecue and blues festival during the summer as well. But the summer concert series are really, really fun. I believe their first one is May 31st, so that's past. But there's also ones June 7th and on and on and on. I mean, it's just unbelievable. They even have one coming up that have major kind of a Nashville artist, Jeffersonville Goes Country. They're having a guy come in, David Nail and J.D. Shelburne. These are people who have, you know, radio hits right now, country music radio hits. So they draw in some really good talent. They've got local bands. They've got, I went one time with the family, and there was like a teen rock band just like killing it on the stage, and it was super fun. And so we really liked that. And so that's over. So I've hit Jeffersonville. You got two options to Jeffersonville. And then you have the New Albany option there downtown to enjoy on the other side of the river. This is Kentuckiana. We must be all inclusive. We are connected by so many bridges, plus one coming that I see every day them trying to build, because I live in the area where the East End Bridge is going to be built. So anyway, so those are some summer concerts. Now, again, one of the reasons to go out to these summer concerts is that they are free. I love that. That is a you know, there were some F words that are not to be spoken. But when it comes to Louisville Family Fun, we've got two Fs in there. And the next one that we really love is free. So we just love the free word. The readers love the free word. We want everything that is free to be known and enjoyed. And all of these things, it is amazing. So whoever's sponsoring these events, you know, you want to make sure when you go to these places and you say, gosh, this is so awesome. This is so much fun. Look, see if there's a banner hanging up. See if there's, this is sponsored by whomever, or it's benefiting whoever. It's put on by the city of Jeffersonville and their parks department. You know, make sure you support them in some way if you're there, even if it's just by, you know, finding them on Facebook and liking their page and learning about what they do. Remember that people, that those businesses or organizations that choose to put their money into this, it's not free to put this thing on. It's just free for you to attend. So there's got to come, money comes from somewhere. So make sure you kind of I always try to look into, like, who made this happen, and find my own way, a little way of thanking them or putting a mental note in my mind. You know what? I should check that place out. I should check that business out and see what they're up to, because this is really awesome that they did this and supporting the community by providing this art, this musical art for everybody to enjoy. So on this side of the river, on the Louisville side of the river, you've got them all over the place, okay? One of the wonderful places to see a summer concert is in that the Iroquois Park Amphitheater. They host a variety of artists. They've got they're not going to be as scheduled. They're going to be a variety of dates and times, and some of them are free, but then they have some acts where they actually charge a small fee. But everything is really modest. But they, I would say for the most part, their concert options are going to be free. Now, what you might not know, if you don't live in the area of Iroquois Park or you've never been there, Iroquois Park can kind of be a nice little destination for families. You could spend a day there. You could hike part of the morning, because even in the middle of the summer, I've gone hiking there with my kids that are very family-friendly trails there in Iroquois Park, and it's the middle of the summer and it's 95 degrees out, and we're fine because those trails, they're through the wooded area and they are shaded, and they're shaded all the time, so it's pretty cool. You know, if you bring some water with you, we have a really nice, easy time, even in the middle of the summer. Now, I don't know. I don't go at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't think that would be a good idea. But if you start your day off with a hike, it's not going to be as hot and it's shady. It's still cool, kind of from the overnights, really nice. And they have a nice little spray ground and playground there in Iroquois Park. And it is directly adjacent to the amphitheater. So it's all really, really close. Every time I've been there, there's been some sort of food truck there or an ice cream truck or something for treats. They have enclosed bathrooms, not like porta potties. And even across the street, there's a great little coffee shop called Sister Beans. And they sell like Comfy Cow ice cream. They have great coffees. So you can really, you know, make a day out of it. If it's on the certain days, you know, that they have the overlook open, you can drive up there, or like I've seen some people walking and biking and stuff up there. But with little kids, I would say you drive up there and you could do the overlook thing. But again, that's not open all the time. But anyway, Iroquois Park, they've got all sorts of great free events in terms of the movies as well as bands. So you want to make sure you check the link on our post for summer concerts so you can, again, plan and schedule what's going on. Because when there's so many options, one of the reasons I created Louisville Family Fun is because I, when I moved here, found that there were so many options that I got overwhelmed and I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't pick it. It's like, this one's on Tuesday and that one's on Friday and it starts at 7 and this one starts at 6. And, you know, so this way you have the list. You can sit down and say, I want to try this summer, because all of these, let me just tell you, all of these, they're pretty much annual. You know, you're not going to miss out. So what I do is at the beginning of summer, I say, you know what? We didn't go to Iroquois Park concert this last summer. Let's go there this summer. And I pick one or two, and just throughout the summer, I make sure that we go to a couple of concerts and try a new place, unless we find a favorite. And we do have a favorite. So That's at Iroquois Park. And then there's a little park in Middletown called Weatherby Park, and that's one of the Sunday options. The Sunday options are wonderful because there's not a lot of things to do on a Sunday evening. And, you know, say it rained, like on the most popular days, those Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings, and you're like, man, we didn't get to do anything. Well, there are Sunday options. So there's one in Weatherby Park in Middletown, and there is free food. Did you hear that? Free concert and free food. You have got to be kidding me. So watch out, people. Everybody's going to be flocking to the Weatherby Park summer concert in Middletown. It's 5:30 on Sundays, and because there are free food as well. I mean, that's awesome. And it's served by the Lions Club there in Middletown. So they are volunteering there. So again, that's what I'm saying. Look out for these people and thank them for providing this awesome opportunity to families. Another Sunday option is the Cherokee Triangle. Now this one's really popular. So if you want to get, it's in the little Willow Park area, which is kind of in the, if you've ever been to the Cherokee Triangle Art Fair, it's right kind of sunken in the middle there, and there's this tiny little playground and park, and it's so cute, and they have bathrooms there, that, and there's a gazebo. That's where it takes place, and it's through July and through Labor Day. They have it Labor Day weekend on Monday, so that's a nice thing to do on Labor Day as well. And they're a little later, they're 7 to 9. But if you have little kids and you want to make sure you're on the grassy area and kind of close to the music so they can, you know, break out and dance, people tend to get there pretty and stake their spot, and they have their chairs, and that's what they do every Sunday night. And so it gets, I've been to that one, and it can, not that it's crowded, it's just that it's a popular one. And it's from 7 to 9, and so you can get there early and pack a picnic and play at the playground and wait for the concert. Super fun. And I've been there sometimes too where they have special things. Like I was there one time and the fire department showed up to do kind of a community thing, and the kids can climb in the fire truck. So you kind of like never know what's gonna happen. So those are some Sunday options, one in Middletown and one in Cherokee Triangle. But some other places that have them are some shopping type areas. Okay, so summer concerts. One of our favorites is Westport Village. I don't know what it is. I mean, because it's not like we're in a park or something, and or maybe it is because we're not in a park. I don't know. When I go to parks, like my ankles, like everything's getting bitten up by mosquitoes, especially in the evening. So maybe that's it. Maybe it's so concrete. You know, you're in Westport Village, and you're in the middle of just the parking lot, essentially, and the road. They shut it down, but kind of by Boombas, and there's this horse sculpture in the middle. It's like a circle that goes around, and they shut off the road, and they put there's a overpass type part of the building, and they put the concert right under there, and everyone can dance in the streets. And I think the kids think that's super fun, like they're dancing in the street, the road is closed, it's super cool. And now that I think about it, after talking about these park places, this is a great, you know, you don't have as many bugs and mosquitoes and stuff like that, like as you get in the park, because I don't know about you, but like, those mosquitoes, they like love me. I go to a park and stuff in the evening with the kids or any of these things, and I just have like ankles just covered in mosquito bites. So I need to remember my skin's so soft. That stuff is good for bug bites. Anyway, Westport Village has them on Friday night, and they start up very soon, June 7th, and they're every Friday night. And you can, again, visit their website or visit LouisvilleFamilyFun.net, and we've got them linked up, and you can see who's playing. And the Summit also has, and so the Westport Village is going to be in the Linden area. And what's great about that, just like the Summit, any of those places, there's going to be a coffee shop, there's going to be a place you can get ice cream or a treat, there's going to be a place you can have dinner, so you can kind of make an evening of it. Of course, I think that's it, just perfect alignment of Westport Village, that there's a Heine Brothers right next to a Comfy Cow ice cream, and it just makes me so happy. And then we go over, and the kids dance like crazy, and it's super, super fun. Those are like the nights that I let the kids stay up pretty late, because they're like dancing, crazy, and I just feel so bad dragging them off to bed. and taking them home for at a reasonable hour when they're just having so much fun. So the Westport Village is on Friday nights, and then they have on Summit, that's going to be on June 6th starting up, so that's a Thursday night, and they've got them all lined up too. And all of these places, again, have their list online, so they have, you can, you know, grab grandma and grandpa, and they've got people that do kind of retro 50s music, and then they've got bands that just focus on like the 70s and 80s, and then they've got cover bands that do top 40 type stuff, and it's super fun. Last year, we went to one in Westport Village, and it was This, That, and the Other, I believe, and they were fantastic, and they played kind of top 40 music, and my kids just thought it was awesome. And after that, they would get in the car and they'd hear like a song, and they would think it was that band's song. They would say, "Oh my gosh, that's the song that band sang, that, you know, we went to that concert and we heard them sing. It's their song. And I tried to explain to them, well, you know, the band was actually singing the person from the radio's song, but it was cute nonetheless. And so that's going to be one of the really fun ones. The shopping area ones may not have that, you know, there's something special about going to a park and going to one of these summer concerts, but still the shopping ones, because they have someplace to go get something to eat, the lack of bugs and trees and all that, it's super fun. And so those are some options too. And then I also wanted to point out that the wonderful Kentucky State Fair takes place in August, and they, along with your admission, there are several options, and the state fair begins August 15th, several options for free concerts at the Kentucky State Fair, because you know they have all of the very highly publicized concerts with the big names, but then there are some really cool free summer concerts. So let me just tell you something, like I am a child of, I guess I lived my teen years in the 90s. So vertical, if you are like me in your mid 30s now, or if you're a 30 something right now, you probably remember Vertical Horizon and Blind Melon. Well, they're a free concert at the Kentucky State Fair. So I wanted to point out to you, or there's the Oak Ridge Boys and that kind of music. There's also En Vogue. Come on, you could, the 30 something, you're gonna remember those. But then there's also country music people like Jared Neiman and Thomas Rhett and Clay Walker. So, and even Montgomery Gentry is a free concert series. Montgomery Gentry. So I want to point that out to you, because a lot of people, tons of people flock to the Kentucky State Fair. And you just pick, oh, let's go this day. Well, if you want to see one of these free concerts, you've got to know that it's on that day, and you want to end your day with that free concert. And so you want to look. It goes from August 15th to August 24th. They've got a free concert each day. So you want to make sure you check that out. And, of course, like I said, lots and lots of times, I'm like a broken record about these concerts, we have it linked up for you on LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. Make sure you look on the right-hand side and you see the little link that says summer concerts. But anyway, there are summer concerts. I didn't even cover them all. But I wanted to highlight that from parks to traditional music venues that are outdoors, amphitheaters, stages, to shopping centers, you can hit a summer concert all summer long. And you're not going to pay anything to see the concert. Of course, you know, when you go to these things, you probably wind up going to get some ice cream and or like a frozen coffee or something like that, like I just mentioned. But in terms of the quality of entertainment that you're going to get and how much fun, I mean, you can go to my post and you'll see my little daughter there in the picture. In the picture, she has her finger up and she's pointing and she has her eyes closed. I was trying to show her how to make like rock fingers, you know, where you put your pinky and your pointer finger up, and she couldn't do it. So she just put her one finger up like she was rocking out. And so that's her in the picture. And you can see her as a little one. You can see her as a 4-year-old just kind of dancing around and loving it. Get your kids out to these concerts where they can dance before they reach the age that they are embarrassed to dance. When you go to these concerts, there are so many people dancing. And you know who's dancing? Little kids and their moms. Because the moms think it's so awesome that their kids are dancing. And so they're dancing. And the dads are like watching on the sides going, oh my gosh, are you serious? And then the little kids are just dancing their hearts out, sweating like crazy to this music. They don't care if they're good at dancing, if they're with the beat or not. They are just having a blast. And so get your kids out. They will love it. Get a summer concert here in Louisville. Enjoy all of these free opportunities that our city has to offer. The Kentuckiana area is, in my opinion, just so unbelievably wonderful for families in terms of the exposure that you can give for kids at very little or no cost. And this is just an example of about a dozen different concert series that you can see over the summer. I think other cities would be lucky to have just a couple. We have like a dozen. So there's no excuse to not get out there and enjoy some of this awesome music. Pick out a genre that you like, pick out a location that you want to explore, and head out there. And thank you so much for tuning in to Louisville Family Fun Podcast here on Louisville.am. Like I said, pretty soon we're going to have some more guests joining me and sharing their expertise on a variety of topics. But for now, you're just left with me here on this summer concert podcast. And we'll see you next week on Louisville.am. Make sure if you're liking this podcast, you go to iTunes and you search out in the podcast Louisville Family Fun, and you will find our podcast on iTunes. And you can subscribe to the podcast so that you can make sure that you have them in your iTunes all the time. You can download. It's all free. Check it out. Share them online. I hope you like what we're doing, and we'll see you next week.